RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Now, a busy sports bulletin ahead this Monday morning. Over to you, Des.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. Very busy because coming up live in studio, GAA President Larry McCarthy will make the draw for the first round of the GAA's new Tailteann Cup. But just before that, a roundup of what happened yesterday. A very busy day. Cork's hurlers kept their championship hopes alive with a 6-point win away to Waterford. They knew a defeat would end their hopes of progressing from Munster, but they held their nerve with a great win, 222-119. Limerick and Clare played out a very entertaining draw in Ennis. Clare 24 points, Limerick 121. So Clare and Limerick topped the Munster group and will meet in the Munster final. But third qualifying spot here is wide open. Cork's destiny, though, is in their own hands. If Cork beat Tipperary in Thurles next Sunday, Cork will qualify, no matter what Waterford can do in Ennis. And that would be a big surprise if Waterford did not make it through. Antrim booked a place in the Joe McDonagh Cup final with a 28-point win over Meath. In football, Derry reached their first Ulster final since 2001 with an impressive victory over Monaghan by 312 to 17 points. It's Derry Donegal in the final. In Leinster, Dublin and Kildare will meet in the final. The Dubs cruised to a 13-point victory over Meath. Kildare had 3 points to spare over Westmeath. In the TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship, Galway beat Mayo in the Connacht final and Cork got the better of Waterford in the Munster decider. In soccer, the Premier League leaders Manchester City came from 2 goals down to draw 2-2 with West Ham. They might have won it, but they had a late penalty saved. City are 4 points clear of Liverpool and City have 1 game to play. Liverpool have a game in hand, but if City beat Aston Villa in their final match next Sunday, they will be crowned champions. Elsewhere, Tottenham beat Burnley 1-0 to move into the top four. Burnley slip into the bottom three now because Leeds drew 1-1 against Brighton and they have a 1-point advantage over Burnley, but Burnley have a game in hand. Everton are still in trouble. They lost 3-2 at home to Brentford. They had 2 men sent off. In rugby, Leinster will meet La Rochelle in the Heineken Champions Cup final after a 20-12 win over Racing yesterday. In motorsport, Josh Moffat won the Carlo Rally, and in racing, Twilight Jet, an impressive winner at Naas, and the action today is in Killarney starting at 5 o'clock. But now, a little piece of GAA history as we bring you the first ever draw for the Tailteann Cup, the new All-Ireland Championship. And the competition is for counties who will play in Division 3 and 4 of the Alliance Leagues next season, who are no longer in their provincial championships. And I'm delighted to welcome GAA President Larry McCarthy to the studio here to conduct our draw, and with him to oversee it, the GAA's Games Administration Manager Bernard Smith. So good morning to you both and welcome to you. So briefly to explain how this will work, 17 teams are competing in this inaugural competition. They'll be grouped into northern and southern sections until the quarterfinal stage. Home venues will be used for the first drawn out in the preliminary round and round one. But the semi-finals and finals will be played in Croke Park. They'll be live on TV. All games will be winners on the day. And Larry, why a north and south section rather than an open draw?
Well, Des, to enhance the competition by using local rivalries and also to avoid travel costs, not only for the teams but for the spectators as well, and to accommodate as many people as possible to be able to attend the games.
Okay, well, the northern section will be made up of Antrim, Fermanagh, Down, Sligo, London, Longford, Leitrim and Cavan. And the southern section includes Waterford, Laois, Offaly, Wicklow, Carlow, Wexford, Tipperary, Westmeath and New York, because New York will get a bye into the quarterfinal stage. The northern section is very straightforward, but we need a preliminary draw in the south because we have 9 teams in there. So let's start with that preliminary draw. And this will involve teams who did not qualify for the provincial semi-finals. They're Laois, Offaly, Wicklow, Carlow, Wexford and Waterford. And we have 2 pairings here involving 4 teams, and the 2 winners will go on to compete in the first round. The first out is
Wexford.
Wexford. Loughgorman drawn first. So they will get home advantage, and these preliminary games will be played next weekend. And Wexford will play
Offaly.
Offaly. So that's a repeat of the Leinster Championship draw when Wexford caused an upset and beat Offaly in the preliminary round. So the second preliminary round game,
Wicklow.
Let's see, Wicklow given a home draw. It could be Laois whom they beat in that opening round.
Portlariga, Waterford.
But it's Waterford. So the preliminary round draw is Wexford versus Offaly and Wicklow versus Waterford. So now the winners of both of those games will qualify for the first round, so we'll make the draw for round one in the southern section, and Tipperary and Westmeath will also enter the fray at this stage. These games will be played on two weekends' time, the last weekend of May.
Preliminary winner one.
That's Wexford or Offaly. Getting a home draw in that one.
Preliminary winner two.
And they'll play the winners of Wicklow and Waterford. And the winners of this round, of course, would be reaching the quarterfinals.
Carlow.
Home game in Netwatch Dr. Cullen Park.
Against Tipperary.
Again, we can see the advantage there, I suppose, of the southern section, that supporters won't have to travel too far. There's one other game to be drawn in the southern section.
Laois.
And Laois get the home draw here. And we'll just confirm
Westmeath.
That it's Westmeath. So the southern section is the winners of Wexford and Offaly will play the winners of Wicklow and Waterford in round one. Carlow will meet Tipperary. Laois will play Westmeath. So we move to the northern section where we'll have four ties.
Longford.
Crucial home draw for Longford.
Against Fermanagh.
That'll be a tasty affair. Both performed well in Division 3 of the league this year.
Leitrim.
Home draw for Leitrim. Remember, the semi-finals and finals, both live on TV, both being played in Croke Park in midsummer. Leitrim are going to play
Antrim.
So we've Longford, Fermanagh, Leitrim against Antrim. We've two more ties to draw in this northern section.
Sligo
get a home draw. Tony McEntee has said he sees this as crucial for developing the Sligo
London
brand. And Sligo at home to London. And that's one tie remaining. I wonder who'll get the home draw here.
Cavan.
Favourites with many people for the competition. Getting a home draw.
Against Down.
Okay, so to repeat the draw in the northern section, Longford versus Fermanagh, Leitrim versus Antrim, Sligo versus London and Cavan versus Down. That's okay, Bernard, yeah. And Larry, can I ask you, what is your hope for this competition?
Oh, that it takes off like a meteorite, Des, and is a great competition, and some county grabs it and marches through the summer and has a wonderful occasion in Croke Park when we play the finals, semi-finals and finals there. But it's, you know, it's the local rivalries that are going to be manifested in this, and rather like the league, which is always considered to be a very, very good competition, the level of play is going to be at the same level for the teams, so
yeah.
It'll take off, I've no doubt.
And the truth, of course, is that a lot of these teams would seldom get the chance to play in midsummer in Croke Park live on TV.
Absolutely. No, very few of them would, arguably. But this is their wonderful opportunity to do so, and for the spectators and the fans also to come to Croke Park on those occasions. And it'll be great days out, I've no doubt, across the country.
All right, we look forward to it. Bernard and Larry, thank you very much for joining us here in studio. And that's it then. And we'll keep those games covered, of course, right through the next few weeks here on RT Radio and Television.